Welcome to the Building Doctor Show with Jens Johansson.
All right, we're getting to Q&A. So, folks, we see one question in the Q&A. So, hurry, get your questions in there. Okay, let's go to the Q&A.
What do we got?
We'll put it up here on the thing. What type of flat roof skylights are available that can be open to allow extra venting but can close automatically if it starts to rain? Can they also be auto-locked so that no one can open it from the rooftop? Good question, Phil.
Auto-locking, I think Velux may make... Velux.
Mm-hmm.
They make a one that does it. It's more kind of guided towards residential shingles.
Mm-hmm.
But with the right curb and right flashing, it can be made to work on a flat roof.
Mm-hmm. What would you do on that flat roof? You just probably make a taller curb and then tilt it.
Yep.
And so then you just put it up there. So if you get 2 feet of snow, it's still not even up to that skylight. And it just kind of turns into more of a light shaft.
Correct.
You got a little angle on it so that the water runs off.
Correct.
And then all of them or most of them have options about operating, or they're either fixed or they're operable. And the cheap ones have a crank, and the more expensive ones now, you can even run off your app on your phone or be a switch on the wall. And then the automatically closer, that's just called a rain sensor. It's just a little thing that they stick on there. So if the water closes the circuit, then it shuts the thing. But yeah, very slick.
Yeah, those also have, some of them have, like I say, they have automatic shades that you can also pull down.
Yeah, in between the glass.
And you just do it right off the phone.
Yep.
They cost a little. They cost more, but.
They cost a lot, but they're fun. Okay. All right. Any other questions? Let's see. We can look in the chat real briefly. I don't see any questions there.
Is there another?
Oh, here's another one. My apologies if this has been covered and I missed it, but what advice and professional opinion regarding mansard roofs? Mansard roofs are the funny. I wish I had a picture. I wonder if I could
actually go back to the drain, the overflow drain. That's a mansard roof. The flat roof was flat, but the slope that you're talking about is mansard.
Show all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't show all of it, but it's the slope where you have a flat roof and then you have a slope shingle or slope metal.
Yeah, I'm going to Google it real fast. Mansard roof. And then
what professional advice do we have for it? If it's shingles, you treat it like a shingle roof. You take the mansards as shingle, you inspect them like a shingle roof, you maintenance them like a shingle roof. The flat roof up top, you do the maintenance on that roof like you would for a flat roof. So the mansard you want to look at biannually, and the flat roof you want to look at quarterly. Depending on, of course, the trees and stuff. If you have gutters, you go up there and you clean your gutters as needed, depending on the amount of vegetation and trees and bushes you have around them where they drop some leaves in it.
Mm-hmm. Another distinguisher of mansard roofs is it's kind of like the second story is tipped. And so this is usually roofing shingles, but there's windows in it. There might be decks in it. So it was a very late 60s, early 70s design. We're taking a lot, when we get these clients, we say, do you want to keep that and look 1968? Or do you want to get rid of it, straighten up your walls, and look modern? And every one of them says, yeah, get rid of these. And so we're actually putting siding back on, straightening them up, getting your window, however your windows come into that and decks come into that. So you'll Google it real fast. It's mansard, M-A-N-S-A-R-D.
S-A-R-D, yeah.
And you can see what that is. So professional opinion regarding them. Yeah, they work and you can use them, but a lot of our clients are getting rid of them. So. Uh-huh. One more question from Sherry McPherson, you may know her. What type of roof do you have on your house, Dell? So,
oh, shingles.
Shingles.
Okay. Would I, if I was a home and I could afford it, I wouldn't have any issue with a flat roof.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen residential people, oh, stay away from the flat roofs. No, you just got to know how to maintain them.
If you do them right.
And pick the right type of roof for your region. You know, you can't just put anything on anywhere. There's no one particular roof that works everywhere. It's all building by building. You put the roof on that fits the building.
Gotcha.
So we have some areas where, you know, they're right on the beach. So I have to consider salt water.
Mm-hmm.
So what type, what roofs work well with salt water? Which ones age faster with salt water?
Right.
Same thing with the snow loads. If I'm in the Alpine regions,
mm-hmm.
work better in the Alpine, you know, they deal with snow better. You know, same thing if I was in Arizona or, you know, someplace with a lot of sun where I get a lot of days of sun. Which hold up to UV? Which ones can deal with this heat?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow still cool the building. So.
So aesthetic design and use based on exactly what you're trying to do. Do you want a rooftop deck? Do you want, you know, all those sorts of things? So, yeah. Great. Now we're getting some questions. Okay. Let's see. From Joe, having just completed a 12-unit sloped asphalt replacement project, your information was spot on. Well, thank you, Joe. So, Okay, good. And then Sherry has another question. It's hard to find someone good at torch down. Yeah, that,
This. If you're doing more, if you're doing commercial style roofs, make sure you're using commercial style contractors.
Yep.
Residential contractors tend to, you know, shingles.
Right.
Where some of the larger commercial firms, even though they're larger, don't be afraid of them because they know how to do all the different types of roofs and they have different people in their company. We specialize in torch down. We specialize in rubber. Mm-hmm. We specialize in TPO and PVC. They have guys, we specialize in shingles.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, they may look like, oh, we're going to cost so much more, but that's, you know, that bit of security of knowing that we know we install these roofs more often than residential contractors. And used to say that some residential contractors can do it also.
Right.
You know,
and work with your friendly consultant that knows these people in the industry and says they may say they're river, but they're not.
Yeah, because you check their qualifications. You want to check the insurance to make sure that they have done projects like yours or the type of roof that you're requesting. And they've done enough of them. And they qualify by that manufacturer to install that roof.
Right. Okay. All right, we're running out of time here, and that is the last of our questions. So we're going to jump to the giveaways. So we got 14 people attending live. This is the benefit of attending live. You get to ask your question. You also get to win the mystery box. So Ben, the producer, has a list of all your people, of how you've signed in. And so we just choose a number, and Dell, give us a number between, you know, whatever. 1 of 14.
7.
Lucky 7 wins the box. Ben, the producer, is going to reach out to you, get your email and mail address, and send this out to you. So while he is doing that, did you know we have free resources for boards and managers? Go to learn.j2consultants.com/resources. Go to our YouTube videos. You will see over 300 videos on YouTube of all sorts of these things. If you like hearing this stuff in the radio or the podcast format, we're now everywhere streaming. But the YouTube is fun because you see the photos. Let's see. We're getting... Nope, that's good. And... don't forget, we'll be back each month live at 3:30 on the last Tuesday of every month. You can scan the QR code to be reminded, but, you know, invite your friends. Tuesday, not April 25th, but February 27th is the next one. And thank you, Dell, for being with us today and talking about roofs and keeping us dry and keeping us warm with all this great information. So... all right. Thanks, everybody. Good night.